with Ron Ron, sportsoverload.com. There's only one way to look at it, though, and he knows what that is.
That's the right way.
I have no idea. Ron Ron, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey!
Ron!
I got to be honest. I have been, I've got myself all disheveled here. I got paper all around me. It looks like a tornado went through here. So remind me what we were doing today. Other than, I know you got your NFL... You got your NFL...
Got our fantasy football preview all wrapped up. You know, so, well, we're wrapping it all up. Got our positions and division by division. So however you want to go sort through and look at it.
Knock yourself out, homie. What team you got Michael Vick going to?
I understand both of you guys' arguments and you were saying earlier...
I don't want to talk about Michael Vick anymore. I'm just kidding. I'm sorry about it. Move on. What else you got?
I don't want to talk about it either.
Let's go.
With Michael Vick.
What do you got?
Well, I was going to mention some players for the upcoming college football season.
Some guys maybe you hadn't heard of. Yeah, great players we have not been familiar with. There you go.
Well, I'm going to start with LeGarrette Blount, a running back from Oregon. He's 6'2", 240, had over 1,000 yards and 17 touchdowns last year and averaged over 7 yards a carry.
What's his name?
One of the best running – LeGarrette Blount, running back from Oregon.
Blount is his last name?
Blount, yes.
Blount.
Awesome.
6'2", 240, big fella, but he's a burner as well, averaged over 7 yards a carry.
Burner.
He's likely to be one of the top 5 running backs in the country.
Oh, really, man. Seriously, I think that's funny. He said he's a burner. His name's Blount. It's awesome.
Hey, you know, play on words, you know, just take it what you will. Read between the lines.
I heard his stock's really high, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, I'm sorry. Go on.
All right. And we got, you know, another top quarterback prospect, 6'5", 230, Tim Hiller. At Western Michigan, passed for 3,700 yards, 36 touchdowns. So he's one of the top quarterbacks to look out for coming out of Western Michigan. He might be the next great MAC quarterback. The only question is, will he sexually assault anyone? So we'll have to keep up with that. You know, hopefully not, but we'll see. You know, something to look out for. Another top wide receiver is DeAndre Brown out of Southern Miss. He was a 5-star guy out of Mississippi. He spurned a lot of the big dogs and went to Southern Miss for some reason. We're not really sure yet, but... had 1,100 yards and 12 touchdowns last year, so he's one of the top receivers in the country.
Okay.
So, anyway, what do you guys think about the Hogs? I'm starting to drink the Kool-Aid and get excited. I normally am very pessimistic, but I think we're going to go at least 8-4 this year.
What? Yeah!
I'm starting to get excited. I'm feeling it.
I don't think you're drinking Kool-Aid, bro. I think you've been hanging out with Blount. Talk to me about the 8 wins you see on that schedule.
All right. Well, I think we steal one of the, you know, those tough road games we have. I think we have an upset. I think, with it being such a rivalry game at Ole Miss and at LSU, I could see us stealing one of those. And I also think that since the schedule sets up really well at a couple points, I think we're going to win. I think we're going to beat Georgia. We have a bye right when they're in the heart of the tough schedule. And I think we're going to carry that momentum in, and I wouldn't be shocked if we played really well at Alabama. They're breaking in a new quarterback, and kind of similar to Georgia, that would be a perfect time to catch them. I'm not saying we're going to upset that, but I see us playing tougher at Alabama than people would expect.
We were looking at the bowl schedule yesterday then, Ron, what do you think? Is that a cotton trip or is that something else?
I wouldn't think we'd quite make the cotton bowl. Mm-hmm. I would say I do have us being third in the West with LSU being fourth.
Really? Okay, so you got Ole Miss and Alabama up top?
Right. Their schedules are just so much friendlier than Arkansas's or LSU. I think all four of those teams are pretty close. I know Arkansas is the youngest, but I think all four are closer than a lot of people think. Ole Miss just had a gift-wrapped schedule. They don't have no Florida, no Georgia. Bama, LSU, Arkansas are all at home. Their schedule could not be easier. So I think that gives them the tiebreaker. I think they'll all be around 6-2, 5-3, 4-4, all jumbled up, and they're really close together.
Did you attend that embarrassment yesterday at the University of Arkansas?
I did not. I skipped it.
I'm so disappointed in that whole deal. I mean, I thought they were sort of moving in the right direction under the new regime as far as understanding how to market and run a business in modern society from a college, athletics program standpoint. Not that, again, I'm not taking a shot at Coach Broyles, but let's be honest, things are a lot different than they were 50 years ago when he first came in, and there's a lot more to consider and a lot of different outlets that you really have to sort of work with and a lot of different things. Obviously, from a strictly an AD standpoint, the guy did an unbelievable job, but I thought, hey, new era, Jeff Long gets it, and then this yesterday. I don't understand that whole deal anyway. I've got a bunch of emails about it. People are very irritated. This guy says Jeff Long should get the Nerd Alert audio that you guys played earlier for his big news yesterday, which was unveiling a historic marker near the train tracks. Give me a break. Wonder if Broyles and Petrino felt like tying him to the railroad tracks. Now, that would have been fun. Agreed. Dear Justin, reinstating Michael Vick would be our PR blunder. Respectfully, Arkansas Razorback Celebration Committee. Agree. That was I just don't know what they were. I don't know how you get in that meeting and go, here's my idea. this is going to be really good.
Right. And people were talking about it on campus, like, what's it going to be? And then it was that. And it was like, oh.
Yeah, let's pretend we have a big announcement, but then not really have one. Yes, that will do. What's it going to take to get Randy Rainwater up here? That's what they were sitting around thinking. And guess what? Mission accomplished. You punks, we'll get you.
Mission accomplished.
Ron, Ron.
Great job, Ron, Ron.
Yeah, excellent work as always. We appreciate it. What are we doing next? Are you going to... We're getting close to being ready for an SEC preview from you, right? I mean, SEC Media Day is going on right now.
All right, sure.
Okay.
Anytime.
Next time around.
Just one quick note. Sonny Weems got traded to the Milwaukee Bucks last night, so he's on his way out of Denver to the Milwaukee
Bucks.
Way
to go, Sonny!
So, he's been those Razorbacks in the pros.
He's been putting it up in summer league, been firing it up.
Now, Pargo came back, right? Isn't he?
He's a Chicago Bull now.
Yeah.
Right.
Back at home.
Well, Josh Childress is staying over there, though.
And they're trying to get Nate Robinson to the same team.
Hate the skate.
Cool. Ron, Ron, thanks for the info, man. All I appreciate it. SportsOverload.com is the website. I apologize for my lack of preparation. I've been so, I'm just very disheveled this afternoon.
Let me take over here for a minute.
Well, hey, you got to do what you got to do. A lot going on. But thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for being on. We appreciate the time, and thanks for the insight, man.
Later, bro.
All right, thanks.